Здравствуйте. Урок номер 21. 21 урок. I am reading introductory sentences. На нашей улице не будет кинотеатра. There was no, or there will be no movie theater in our street, on our street. So this is a genitive of absence. Кинотеатр is genitive, right? In the past and in the future. Не было, не будет. That is the construction. Хорошо, next. Антон – брат этого маленького мальчика. Антон is this little boy's brother. Again, the genitive of modification. Этого маленького мальчика. Next. Это Антон. Я работаю вместе с ним. This is Anton. I work together with him. In a sense, I work in the same place. С ним is the instrumental of on. Instrumental case. And the last sentence. Лекция началась в 9 часов утра. Okay. The lecture began or started at 9 in the morning. And in this is a time expression, and you will have at least a grammar point on time expressions in this lesson. Okay. Now let us do the phonetical exercise on the hard hushing sounds zh and sh. Please review the reading rules on pages 69-70, especially the spelling rule number 1. Слушайте. Слушайте и повторяйте. Мужу скажу, вижу журнал, ужин, жены, жарко, жаль, уже, женщина, тоже, даже, живу, скажите, пассажир, жена, должен, нужно, дружба, книжный, должна, пишу, спрошу, слышу, вашу, бабушка. Хорошо. Шахматы. Наша. Шофер. Шестой. Ваша. Наши. Спешит. Машина. Париж. Этаж. Муж. Похож. Слишком. Раньше. Большой. Okay. Now below I will read the list of these instrumental forms, bold-faced. С кем работает Антон? Who does Anton work with? Anton работает со мной, с тобой, с ним, с ней, с нами, с вами, с ними. So please memorize these forms. Okay. And make sure that you know each and every word that is can translate it, including the words in this phonetical exercise. Лекция началась в 9 часов вечера. Notice that вечера is the genitive case, genitive of modification. 9 o'clock of evening. Лекция началась в 21 час. That is time expression according to 24 hour clock. Я сегодня поздно встал и чуть не опоздал на занятия. Repeat, please. Я сегодня поздно встал и чуть не опоздал на занятия. I got up late today and was almost late for my classes. Чуть не, almost, barely made it. Хорошо. Next page. Антону интересно смотреть футбол. Something like it is interesting for Anton to watch soccer. That would be a literary translation, but it's somewhat awkward. Perhaps the better one would be Anton enjoys watching a soccer game, something like that. Вере скучно смотреть футбол. It's boring for Vera to watch soccer. Or Vera is bored to watching it. Notice that we're dealing here with impersonal constructions, right? The predicate is expressed by adverbs интересно and скучно with infinitive смотреть. So that's why Антону Вере are in dative case, right? In the impersonal construction. Максиму весело. Something like Максим enjoys himself. Максим is having fun. Веселый, actually, the adjective is cheerful. And there is also a verb, повеселеть, to cheer up, веселиться, to have fun. And in the box below you have these constructions with the genitive of absence. На нашей улице. Notice that the modifier of place comes first. It's very much unlike in English, right? На улице нет кинотеатра. There is no movie theater in our street. На улице не было кинотеатра. There was no. На нашей улице не будет кинотеатра. There will be no. Just three expressions, three phrases, and that's it. Хорошо. Below, under the pictures, это проект кинотеатра. Михаил Петрович делал этот проект. Он автор этого проекта. This is a plan, movie theater, a plan of the movie theater. Blueprint. Михаил Петрович did this project. project. He is the author of this project. On the right, это новый кинотеатр. Он недалеко от нашего дома. Он скоро откроется. This is a new theater, a new theater. It's not far from our house. Yeah, от нашего дома, от, from, takes the genitive case. Он скоро откроется. It will open soon. It will be open soon. It will be opening soon. Okay. Открыться. Откроется. Perfective, future tense. Below. Вот фойе. Здесь есть буфет. This is a foyer. Буфет. Буфет. Это зал кинотеатра. This is a movie theater. This is a hall of the movie theater. Okay. Let's look at next page. We have some very important verbs at the top in these boxes. Let's conjugate them. Пить, the infinitive of to drink. The stem is actually, the root rather is p, just soft p. Okay, and let's conjugate it. Я пью, ты пьешь, она, он пьет, мы пьем, вы пьете, они пьют. In other words, the type of живу. Живу, живешь, живем, живете. Stress ending. The past tense пил, пила, пили. Пить is the infinitive. And command form is пейте, пей, пейте. Okay, please make sure that you know this word by heart. Next one on the right, есть, to eat. Я ем, ты ешь, она ест, мы едим, вы едите, они едят, едят, like едят. Let's get a yen in the beginning. So it's a kind of irregular conjugation pattern. And if in the past tense, он ел, она ела, они ели, and the infinitive, the command is ешьте, ешь, ешьте. Again, please memorize this conjugation. On the right. Могут, they can, they are able. The infinitive мочь. There is a class of infinitives with the ending ч in the soft sign rather than т soft sign. Let's conjugate it. Я могу, ты можешь, он может, мы можем. Вы можете, они могут. And the past tense for this type of infinitives in че. Он мог, она могла, они могли. Again, it's a very important basic verb, so make sure that you know it by heart. I'm going to ask in class. I am reading sentences below. В буфете пьют кофе или сок, и едят бутерброды или мороженое. In the buffet they drink coffee or juice and eat sandwiches or ice cream. Дети не могут пойти в кино. The children cannot go to the movie. Идет фильм, на который дети до 16 лет не допускаются. Children younger than 16 years old are not allowed to the showing. Прекрасный фильм. Я хотел бы посмотреть его еще раз. A beautiful movie. Great movie. Yeah, great is bad. Great movie. I would love to see it again, one more time. Еще раз. Тогда я куплю билеты на пятницу. In that case, I will buy tickets on Friday. Notice, на пятницу. For a certain date, on a certain date. To a certain day. На, with the accusative case. На пятницу. Okay, and now let us read the new words on page, from these three pages. From the beginning, 21, 21, preposition с, used with instrumental case, with, together with, начаться, notice the accent in the past tense, начался, rather than начался. Frankly, I could say начался. Apparently, there is a certain variations here in modern Russian. And началась. In this case, there cannot be any doubt. Началась. Поздно, рано. Late, early. Чуть не, like one word. Almost. Okay, next page. Скучно. And notice, кому, right? So this word is used with the dative case. Мне скучно. I am bored. Ему скучно. Вам скучно. Весело. Again, to have, something like to have fun. Again, кому, right? With the dative case. Весело is the opposite of скучно, of course. Весело, скучно. Мне весело, а вам скучно. Проект, design plan, author, недалеко от, genitive case, открыться, and they give you the stems of the conjugation, открываются, imperfective, откроются, откроемся, откроются. To open, right? It can be either reflexive or non-reflexive. Yeah, this is an important verb. Foyer, буфет, зал. Next page, again, they were pute, да? Сок, juice, бутерброд. Yes, бутерброд is an open face sandwich. One slice of bread. есть. And please, let's conjugate it again. Я ем. Ты ешь, он ест, мы едим, вы едите, они едят мороженое, айскрим. Могут, я могу, ты можешь, он может, мы можем, вы можете, они могут. Идет фильм, so they were promotion of the movies, any kind of performance. The phrase «дети до 16 лет не допускаются», just be able to translate it. Хотел бы, would like to, и еще раз, once more. Окей. That's it. This is the end of the file. Спасибо. Конец.